This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Dr. Jonathan, how are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. How are you guys?
I'm all right.
Yeah, good. Thanks, Doc. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Good. It's Friday.
Yeah. Great.
Fresh Friday.
And so what's the latest going on with COVID-19 across Queensland and across Australia?
Yeah, so Queensland, we had zero new local cases yesterday, a few hotel quarantine ones, but yeah, looking pretty good. We talked about, you know, the grand final on the weekend, whether we'd see, when we would see cases, and I think we've got till today, we're probably in the clear, really, maybe a couple more days, but yeah, I think we're looking good, and from the recent outbreaks as well, and cases there. So Queensland, done well. Yeah, across the country, I think not too much change. I mean, yeah, Victoria still probably the higher numbers, but I guess we're going to see numbers climb again, both in Victoria and New South Wales, with their restrictions easing over the next week or so, with them hitting those 70% vaccine targets. So, yeah, I guess that's what we should expect in the next few weeks.
Yeah, well, that's great news for Queensland after the grand final. A few of us were worried about there might be another outbreak after that, but that's certainly good news. And, yeah, I guess as we approach Freedom Day in New South Wales and Victoria, we might see a whole lot of other events take place around COVID spreading and how we deal with that.
Yeah, yeah. And look, the case numbers going up is one thing, I suppose. The big issue is whether there'll be, you know, massive increase in hospitalisations and ICU and death, of course. And, you know, that's really what they're hoping, that the vaccine rates will reduce. But, you know, the case numbers themselves, I think, is going to probably be a little bit less of a number to watch rather than more the hospitalisation.
I see that we're over 50% vaccination here in Queensland, which is great news. There is still hesitancy around, though, Dr. Jonathan. Can you talk us through a bit of the a few of those factors that mob are, you know, a little bit jammy about?
Yeah, sure. And we did do some surveys, you know, in the last couple of months, and got some good information. So sort of the two main reasons we found that people, if they hadn't had a vaccine, why that was. The biggest one really was people were concerned about side effects, and the sort of second was people who had health conditions were concerned about that. So I think both those things are probably in terms of the side effects. I would direct people to a really good site called AusVax Safety, AusVax Safety. And that's huge numbers of surveys across the country of people who've had the vaccine and shows what side effects they have had. And, you know, like any medicine, these aren't without side effects. And I think they're sort of stronger medicines and they work really well. And so people do get some side effects. They generally last less than come the next day and last less than 24 hours. Some people have them for a few days, but it's that kind of flu-like symptoms, sore arm and maybe some nausea, dizziness. They're all the common things. And the other stuff that's serious is really rare, and certainly for the Pfizer Moderna vaccines, some heart issues are extremely rare, 1 in 50,000 people or something, a little bit more common in young people, but still 1 in 30,000. And they resolve. There's been a few hospitalisations with it, but most people are getting better very quickly and easily.
All right, Dr. Jonathan, before we let you go, I know we touched on it yesterday, home quarantine being trialled. Do we know yet any more information on how you can qualify for that? I've had a number of people contact me since yesterday, since you spoke about that. So do we know any more information on the home quarantine qualification or how you get involved?
Yeah, just from what I've read, it's that you're already on the list, so you've already registered your interest to get back into Queensland. So I suppose you're on the waiting list for a hotel quarantine spot. So however the process is, I guess I'd encourage people to go to the Queensland Health website and sort of go through that process of returning to Queensland and register. I would say that I think it was something like 100 people in the trial, so I suspect they probably already picked the people for that trial part, but, you know, it's still worth registering, I think, because if that's successful, then they'll expand on it and get more people in. And then you've just got to go through the kind of agree to the terms, I suppose, of what that is that we talked about yesterday with the testing and needing to be vaccinated and some of those things, having enough food for 2 weeks, you know, not being willing to check, use their app to sort of check in regularly throughout the day.
Sounds like an episode of Survivor.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Yeah. That's probably a good way to look at it.
Too good. All right, well, we'll keep dodging those bullets, Dr. J, and as always, we appreciate you, and thanks for joining us right throughout the week, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Thanks, Dr.
J. This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.